You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of Sunday, May 14th's church service with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from Sylvia and the worship team.
Welcome everyone this morning to the service. And those listening by radio, we're so happy that you've joined us. And we are asking for a special blessing, an outpouring of the presence of the living God, of course, upon mothers this morning, but also on those that have not been able to have children as well, that the Lord would pour out his presence upon them in a special way as well. And one more group of people, Pastor Dave mentioned, is those who have lost mothers recently. And we just think about the Salzman family, just had a funeral on Friday. And also the Hopp family and the loss of Brenda Hopp. So just remember them in your prayers. And we just pray that God would touch them in an amazing way today, in a special way. So with that, I am looking at Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 16. The Apostle Paul writes this: I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all of the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, especially today. To know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. And to him who is able to give immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in his church, in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Precious promises. Precious truth. He wants us to know him more in a deeper way. And particularly those today that we're honoring, we just ask for a touch of the Lord upon them today. Amen? Let's stand and pray together. Well, God, our Father, we just thank you for the gift that you've given to us through mothers. And Lord, we just pray a special blessing and we honor them today. And those, Lord, who for whatever reason have not been able to have children, we pray as well that you touch them with your presence in a mighty way today. Be gracious to them. May they know your love in a deeper way, just as your word says. And Lord, those who have suffered loss recently, we pray all comfort, the comfort of God that you bring, Lord, to those who are bereaved. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that your love is so immeasurable. So, Lord, we pray that we would celebrate that today, that we would celebrate the gift that we have in you and in one another. So we just give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Be Lord of your church, we pray. Lead us and be glorified this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
No. just notice that you, oh God, are the one who made the eye, Lord. You are the one who gave us the ability, the heart and the soul and the spirit to see you, Lord, and to see things even in the spirit, oh God. So we just ask, Lord, that you would fill our point of view this morning. God, there's lots of things going on around us. We confess that. There's lots of distractions and things that weigh on our hearts. But Lord, we want to give those to you right now, that you would fill our vision this morning. In Jesus' name, be thou my.
Waking or sleeping, thy breath.
your spotless bride, your beautiful bride that you've set apart for your glory, oh God. We just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for choosing us. God, we never, ever deserved any of your love or mercy, Lord. And yet you, out of your mercy and your kindness, you chose us to be your bride, your beloved. Lord, we want to thank you for that, oh God. We want to thank you for the inheritance that you've given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We want to thank you, oh God, that you left the Holy Spirit. And Father, that we no longer are orphans, but we are completely adopted by you, Lord. We just bless you, oh God. We bless you this morning. Hallelujah. You, Lord, oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you've been faithful. You have been faithful. Let's do this a cappella.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000.
Thank the worship team this morning. And I know there are quite a few that are visiting with their mothers today, whether it's in Cranbrook or in Victoria. May a blessing be upon them as they are away today. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you could turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 8. And I want to share for a few moments on the heart of a mother. The heart of a mother. Thank God that every single person in this room has had a mother. Unless you're from Mars or an android, or you've had a mother. And thank God for your mother this morning. I know not everyone has had a Christian mother, but irrespective, you've experienced what it is to have someone love you and care for you. How many know mothers are not perfect? Can you point to a perfect mother this morning? It's a high bar, I know. I also know that we've all had different experiences when it comes to motherhood. Lots of different experiences as it relates to motherhood. Father, I just want to thank you this morning for your word. I pray today, O God, that you would just do a work in each heart today and minister to each and every one of us. Lord, bless us today. Speak to us today, I pray. Let the Holy Spirit have his unhindered way in this message this morning. That nothing would get in the way of all that you desire to do in this house this very day. And Lord, I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now this is the story, if you begin at verse 8, of the Shunammite woman. And we're going to follow it through to the end. And God has given me a prophetic word that I want to deliver towards the end of this message. For those that are here and for those that are listening by radio. Verse 8. Now it happened one day. How many know that's how a lot of things happen? It happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman. The New King James says notable. Other translations say wealthy. Someone of importance, another translation says. Someone of social magnitude, high up in the social ladder. How many know God uses women? Boy, that's a very, very low amen. How many know God uses women? And this lady was no exception. And she persuaded Elisha to eat some food. And so it was, as often as he passed by, he would return in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, how many know that wives have influence over their husbands? Let me say that again. Wives have influence over their husbands. Can somebody say amen or ouch? It's true, isn't it? You hope so. And she said to her husband, look now, I know that this is a holy man of God. God had revealed to her that there was something special about Elisha. Thank God for the revelations that God gives to women. Can I say that again? Thank God for the revelations that God gives to women. Hallelujah. Women are very important in the ministry, even of the church. He said, I know this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. She had an idea. How many know women can have ideas? Doesn't always have to come from the man. Women can have ideas. I don't know why we don't hear more shouting this morning. Women can have ideas. Well, you know what? I've got to sit on this for a bit. Women can have ideas that come directly from the throne room of heaven. Hallelujah. And she had an idea. She said, please, let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, speaking of Elisha the prophet, and a table and a chair and a lampstand, so it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. What a great idea! I want to speak to every woman in this house this morning. I want to speak to every woman in this house this morning. That when God shows up in your life and he reveals something to you, don't hold back. Let those ideas come forth. Let them come forth. And you know, in this situation, Elijah the prophet appreciated the opportunity to stop somewhere and rest. Verse 11, and it happened one day that he came there and he turned into the upper room and lay down there. He took advantage of it. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite woman. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. So she didn't just provide a room. She was there to help whatever needs the prophet had. Thank God for women like that, that are not so wrapped up with themselves. They're concerned about the things of God. Boy. Verse 13, and he said to him, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? And notice how she answered the prophet, or Gehazi. She could have used that as an opportunity for leverage for her own needs. But listen to what she says. She answered, I dwell among my own people. You know what that means? It's an expression of her contentment. She didn't need anything. God had so blessed her that she was not even going to use this unique opportunity for her own advantage. That's a woman of God. That is a woman of God. Her faith and her trust was in God, not the government, or what the commander of the army could do for her. She was fully content in her own relationship with God. So he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. And what that refers to this morning is, in a sense, in those days, there was a shame to barrenness. So he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the doorway. I want to tell you this morning that the Holy Spirit knows the deepest desire of your heart. I want to say that again. The Holy Spirit knows the deepest desires of your heart without you even expressing them. And God knew what her desire was, even though she had never expressed it to the prophet. Thank God for that this morning. That he looks deep. He looks deep within your heart. And he can see what's happening inside of you. Without you necessarily having to say a word about it. God looks. How many know God sees everything that's in our hearts? And he desires to answer the righteous desires that are within us, often planted by the Holy Spirit himself. So he said to her, call her. He said to Gehazi, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time, here's a prophetic word that Elijah the prophet gives. He said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. Wow. I'm sure she looked at her husband and thought, is this possible? Is this possible? How many know God moves beyond impossibilities? I said God moves in the realm of impossibilities. Come on, somebody. He moves in that realm. The way some preachers preach today, it's almost like God is dead. He can't do anything. Just suck it up. How many know God can do some amazing things if we'll reach out by faith? Hallelujah. He said prophetically, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. But look at verse 17, the fulfillment of that prophecy. But the woman conceived and bore a son. When the appointed time had come of which Elisha had told her, what he prophesied came to pass. That is the true manifestation of a righteous prophet, that what he says comes to pass. That's not the end of the story. We're going to stay in this story. And the child grew. Thank God for that, right? They started off as little babies. Do you remember when they were little babies? Little tiny babies? Do you remember when you were a little tiny baby? No, you don't. But your mother does. Andrea, do you remember when Dave was a little baby? Yes. I like that. Yes. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said to his father, my head, my head. Many commentators think that the child had sunstroke. How many know you can die from sunstroke? So he said to a servant, you know, this is so interesting here. Carry him to his mother. Why didn't the father deal with the situation? I don't know what it is, really, but sometimes, you know, you want to see your mother. When you're in pain, you want to see your mother. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? Not that the dad's not important, but all through this story, it's like the father is in the shadows. I don't know if you know any situations like that where the father is in the shadows. He's there, but in this story, it's the woman, it's the wife, it's eventually the mother that comes to light. And he said to his father, my head, my head. And he said to a servant, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. You know, if that's going to shake anyone, it would shake us to have a prophet prophesy that you're going to have a child, you have the child, and then the child dies. I mean, that would really shake us, wouldn't it? If God said to us, this is what you're going to get, and you get it, and then something happens. But notice what she did. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. You know what? She recognized that if anything was going to be done, there had to be a connectedness to God. If there's going to be any turnaround, any change, There had to be some connectedness to God. Because it wasn't Elisha that gave her a son. Ultimately, it was God that performed the miracle. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out and case closed. Let's all just go home right now and that's the end of the story. No, it's not the end of the story. Then she called her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. Something happened to her son and she felt the pain of it and she was going to see something happen. I thank God for every woman in this house, every mother in this house who has not given up on their child, that has not given up on their son or their daughter. They know that God is mighty. And so he said, what are you going to him today? Well, the husband is kind of the wet blanket here. Sorry, husbands. What are you doing? Like, what's the urgency here? The child's dead. Let's move on. You know, I know there are times you have to move on. But if God puts something deep in your spirit that you know God is about to intervene, you can't move on because you just feel that God is up to something. Where are you going? It's neither the new moon or the Sabbath. And she said, it is well. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, notice what she says to her servant. Drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. She was on a mission. I thank God for every woman in this house. Whether you're a mother or you're not a mother, God sometimes puts you on a mission. Are you hearing me? There's an urgency inside of your spirit. Oh, glory to God. I wonder how many women have felt that. I'm sure there's a lot of women in this. You know what? I just feel like I got to get this done. I just feel like I just have to get this out. There's just a sense that what God has laid upon my heart needs to be unfolded before me, and I can't hold back. Whew. Then she saddled the donkey, drive forward, don't slacken the pace, verse 25. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. And so it was when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to his servant Gehazi, look, the Shunammite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. Now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, notice what the man of God says, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress. You know what? I am speaking into the heart of every woman and every mother in this house that there are times where you are going to be in great distress, and especially mothers who have a child that has drifted away from God or has been separated from relationship with you. She was in distress because God had given her given her a son, and now he was taken away from her. How do you think that made her feel? For her, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it even from the prophet. And it's not told me. So she said, did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? And she said, and he said to Gehazi, get yourself ready and take my staff in your hand and be on your way. If you meet anyone, you know what? Here's something important. When you're on a mission, sometimes you got to put aside some relationships because you got to get the work done. There's no time for idle talk. There's no time for idle talk. Urgency is the matter of the day. The work must be carried out. Come on, somebody. The work has to be carried out. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. If anyone greets you, do not answer him. Hello? Let's chat for a while. Keeps going. But lay my staff on the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. Now Gehazi went on ahead of them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he went back to meet him and told him, saying, the child has not awakened. Oh, well, we tried. Let's just give up. That's not what Elisha did. When Elisha came into the house, there was the child lying dead on his bed. And he went in, therefore, and shut the door behind the two of them and prayed to the Lord. You know, that's the thing that you need to do before anything else is done, is praying to God. And he went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. He was on to something. God was doing something. It wasn't immediate. It wasn't instantaneous. But God was doing a work. Even when we can't see the work being done, God is on the move. Hallelujah. God is on the move. Hallelujah. That tells me that it's not wrong to pray more than once or do something more than once to see the desired results. Because it doesn't work the first time, doesn't mean God's not in it. I said, because it didn't happen the first time, it doesn't mean that God's not in it. You know, I'm starting to feel one of those running down the aisle kind of things, but I'm holding back. I'm really holding back this morning because I'm feeling it, what God is about to do and how God is and how powerful he is and how he can move mountains. Praise the Lord. He returned and walked back and forth in the house and again went up and stretched himself out on him. And then the child sneezed five times. No, seven times. That's the number of God. Seven. And the child opened his eyes. He was resurrected from the dead. Now listen. I want to speak a prophetic word right now. And I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. There may be a child this morning that seems as dead to you. The relationship has been severed to some degree. But God is saying this morning, He's going to resurrect that relationship. And that son and daughter is going to return in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And what man says is impossible is possible with God. God can resurrect any relationship. Hallelujah. God is in charge this morning. Praise the Lord. I don't know what was going through the Shunammite woman's mind. But she ran after the prophet for some reason. The Bible doesn't say. And we see here, you know, I don't fully comprehend the ways of God. Do you? If you do, come and see me after the service. Because I really want to know. Why would God give a woman a son and then take the son from her? And then in the end, resurrect the son? Why would God do that? Why not just make the child live and have a full life? You know, whatever God does, it's not for His benefit. But it's often because God wants to do something in us, in you and in me. And here, God wanted to show how powerful God is, not only to perform the miracle of birth, but to actually raise this boy from the dead. A child that seems as dead to you shall be resurrected and return. That's the word God gave me. The prophetic word God gave me. You say, Pastor, how is He going to do that? I don't know. It may not be instantaneous. But if we'll keep on doing what we know is the right thing to do, friends, I want you to know God is at work even now as we are here in this auditorium, in this sanctuary. The Holy Spirit is at work in that person's life. He opened his eyes. Friends, when any time a relationship is severed, somebody's eyes has to be opened. Are you hearing me this morning? Someone has to have their eyes opened. And I want you to know, if God can raise the dead, He can open the eyes of the blind. Hallelujah. Even the spiritually blind. Notice the woman didn't have any pity parties. She just ran after the prophet. Verse 30, and I'm closing. And he called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite woman." So he called her. And when she came in, he said, "Pick up your son." Just pick him up. He's alive. The story is not over with him. The story is not over with him. God still has a work to be done in and through his life or her life. Amen. Don't let the devil rob you of what God's will is in this hour. I don't care how old the person is or how young the person is. I want you to know God is in the business of restoration. The last verse. So she went in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground. And she picked up her son and went out. That's the end of the story. And that's what God can do. Through the heart of a woman, a heart of a mother that never gives up, that keeps coming back to God. I don't know where and what you want to see God do in this hour. I know there's some tough and difficult situations. But this word is to encourage you. This prophetic word is to build faith in you. In the name of Jesus. How many know God can turn anything around at any time? He can so move upon people's hearts. You say, well, they still have to choose. Yes, but he can soften their heart. He can open up their eyes to see something spiritual. Why am I doing this? Why am I hurting my mother? God can turn it all around in Jesus' name. Will you bow your heads this morning? Oh, Lord. I'm looking to you, Lord, to do a supernatural work beyond our own abilities, beyond all that we can muster up. Change, transformation, restoration is in the wind. I can feel it this morning. And this goes beyond just relationships with our children. It can be relationships with our parents. It can be relationships with brothers and sisters, or even someone in the church. I want to speak it out this morning. Restoration, transformation, change is in the wind. It's blowing across Grace Christian Fellowship. It's blowing across our hearts and minds and spirits this morning. As every head is bowed, I want to ask, how many here need to see a change in a relationship? Can I see your hand? You need to see a change. Yes, 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 yes. There's a lot of hands going up this morning. Lord, you see all the pain that we feel this morning. Lord, we need to lay it at your feet. We need to lay it at the foot of the cross. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Please join us next Sunday. We'd love to see you.